Landscape, an Einstein Agogo. I had that on 12-inch. I think it was green vinyl as well, for Rob. Another novelty record. 30 minutes past eight. Hi to Craig. Thanks for raising the question about the curfew hours. We have been saying 8 p.m. Now, I thought the government had pushed it back to 8 p.m. across France after the clocks went forward, but apparently I'm misinformed. It was only Monaco. So it's as you were. They'll be at home at 7 p.m. For the curfew, which is actually, I've been out after 7 p.m. quite a lot. Oh dear, never got stopped. Silly, 7 p.m. I mean, it's still broad daylight. 8 p.m. would be much better. Anyway, it's all slowly coming to an end, but thanks, Craig, for raising that point. One in four people experience mild, short-lived systemic side effects after receiving either the Pfizer or AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, according to new research. Headache, fatigue and tenderness are the most common symptoms, with most effects peaking within 24 hours after vaccination, usually lasting 1 or 2 days, according to the study. The paper published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases compared both jabs and investigated the prevalence of mild side effects from more than 600,000 people in the UK's vaccination programme. The analysis by researchers from King's College London of data from the ZoCOVID symptom study found fewer side effects in the general population with both the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines than reported in trials. Tim Spector, Professor of Genetic Epidemiology at King's College London and lead scientist on the app, said the data should reassure many people that in the real world, after effects of the vaccine are usually mild or short-lived, especially in the over 50s, who are most at risk of the infection. Rates of new disease are at a new low in the UK, according to the Zoe app, due to a combination of social measures and vaccination, and we need to continue this successful strategy to cover the remaining population. Yes, I've had my first jab, had it a couple of weeks ago, had the AstraZeneca, and God, I was tired for a whole day afterwards. I mean, I got back from the clinic and I just felt like a lump of lead. Had to go to bed, woke up the next morning and it was all over, but my arm did hurt for quite a few days afterwards. But anyway, hopefully getting the second jab in around about 10 weeks, if AstraZeneca is still available by that time, and if it's not, God knows what will happen.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
The Independent says people hoping for a break across the English Channel this year have been given a boost by reports that France will accept foreign tourists who have a health pass from the 9th of June. Travellers who can prove they've had a vaccine or a negative COVID test are to be welcomed back to French cities and beaches in just over a month's time, according to the timetable published by the government. The reported measure is among a number outlined by President Macron as the country begins to chart a course out of its third national lockdown and reopen the economy. Cafes, bars and restaurants will be allowed to serve customers outside, and a nightly curfew is to be relaxed from the 19th of May. Now, the paper says Mr. Macron is under pressure from business groups and a COVID-weary public to resume normal life, and he announced the four-phase plan in an interview with regional newspapers yesterday. The easing will come despite the numbers of new daily cases and coronavirus patients being treated in intensive care being far higher than when the two previous lockdowns were rolled back. Yes, it is a gamble. We shall see. The Local Italy says Italy's tourism minister has announced the return of its summer holiday bonus scheme, under which lower income households could receive up to €500 each. First introduced in May 2020, under the relaunch decree, the Bonus Vacanze, or holiday bonus, aims to boost Italy's tourism sector, which accounts for 15% of the country's jobs and has been hard hit by ongoing travel restrictions due to the pandemic. The government set aside €2.6 billion to give households earning less than €40,000 a year a financial incentive to holiday in Italy rather than going abroad. But issues with using the scheme last year meant most of the pot has gone unused, and now the payments are being made available for summer this year. The Italian tourism minister said the holiday bonus has been extended, explaining that most of the funds made available in 2020 had not been claimed. And Die Welt today says German teenagers say the coronavirus pandemic has made it difficult to start their professional lives, according to a new survey. Young people seeking vocational training are among those impacted. The numbers are alarming, says the paper. More than 70% of young men and women in Germany say opportunities on the job market have diminished during the COVID-19 crisis. And among young people who leave school with low levels of education, the number is higher still at 78%.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayonne Avenue Cannes and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. President Macron has unveiled the timetable for the easing of coronavirus restrictions. In an interview with regional journalists, the president said he hoped that life in France will slowly return to normal over the coming weeks. On the 3rd of May, the public will no longer need to fill in a form justifying daytime activities, and people will be allowed to travel to different regions of the country. Colleges and high schools will reopen, but the nighttime curfew will be maintained from 8 p.m. and non-essential shops will remain closed. On the 19th of May, the curfew will be pushed back to 9 p.m. and there will be limited reopening of cinemas and museums. Bar and restaurant terraces will also be allowed to reopen, and sporting events will be allowed to welcome limited numbers of spectators. A ban on gatherings of more than 10 people will be maintained. On June the 9th, the curfew will be pushed back to 11 p.m. and cafes, restaurants and fitness centres will be allowed to reopen. Home working regulations will be relaxed and sporting events will be allowed to welcome up to 5,000 spectators. Foreign tourists will be welcome to France as long as they can provide proof of vaccination against COVID-19. On the 30th of June, the curfew will be scrapped and outdoor gatherings of more than 1,000 people will be allowed as long as those present are in possession of a health pass. Discotheques will remain closed and social distancing measures to be maintained. Mr. Macron will explain the measures further in an address to the nation later. The prefect of the Alt-Maritime is coming under pressure to lift the requirement forcing people to wear face masks in public places. Several local politicians have contacted the prefect, saying the regulation should now be lifted. The government may announce the easing of the requirement as part of plans to relax coronavirus restrictions, but nothing definite has yet been announced. Five more deaths from COVID-19 have been reported in the Alt-Maritime over the past 24 hours. Despite the sad news, the situation does seem to be improving, with hospitals under less strain and vaccinations rising. 1,911 people in the department have died from the virus since the start of the pandemic, and hospital occupancy is still running at 70.5%. The incidence rate, which for so long was way above 400 people per 100,000 inhabitants, has now fallen to 157. The national incidence rate is 289. So far, 308,822 people have received at least one shot of the vaccine in the Alt-Maritime. A fresh vaccination programme is taking place in Cap d'Ail today. Anyone aged 60 or over, as well as those working in childcare, schools or youth activity centres, will be able to receive their first jab of the Pfizer vaccine. Anyone who already received a first shot on April the 2nd can now get the booster jab. To register, go to vaccinecovid19.nice.fr or call 0493 78 87 65. And that email address and telephone number available on our website, rivieradio.mc, under the news section. Police in Le Cannet have arrested a 60-year-old man who'd barricaded himself inside an apartment. Reports say the man, who was armed, had caused considerable damage inside the building, which he was sharing with a former partner in the Bréguière area of the town. It's understood he was upset because the relationship had come to an end. He eventually gave himself up and police have confiscated a revolver. Nobody was injured. And music fans in Monaco and the surrounding area now have something to look forward to, with the Sporting Summer Festival set to go ahead. Organisers SBM plan to announce in the middle of May the lineup for the summer, but mystery still surrounds who will actually be appearing. One date is set. The legendary Simple Minds will be playing at the Salle des Étoiles on July the 23rd. The Monaco government has yet to set out the conditions for the holding of live events and how many people will be allowed to attend. An announcement is expected within the next few days as Monaco gears up for the summer, while at the same time making every effort to keep the virus in check.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Football, great night for Manchester United in Europe last night. Not so good for Arsenal, but they did get an away goal. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester United put six past Roma in the first leg of their Europa League semi-final at Old Trafford. Edinson Cavani and Bruno Fernandes both scored twice as United came from 2-1 down to beat the Italian side 6-2. Former Premier League midfielder Neil Lennon co-commentated on the match for the BBC.
They shot themselves in the foot in the first half, but they always looked a threat. They're too much in the forward areas, and that was apparent very early on. And they did a great job second half. They showed their real class and quality. They've got a little bit of improvement, I think, to do. You know, maybe, well, a lot of improvement, really, to get to that top echelon of club football. But, yeah, it's been a great night for the players, for the fans, and certainly for the manager. So it sets them up lovely now, you know, for the game at the weekend. They've had a really good Premier League campaign so far, and they're going to top it off by the looks of things with a European final, which is brilliant.
In the day's other match, Arsenal scored what could prove to be a crucial away goal in a 2-1 defeat by Villarreal at El Madrigal. Ivory Coast international Nicolas Pepe with that goal. Premier League clubs will be taking part in a social media boycott from Friday for 4 days to protest against online abuse. West Brom manager Sam Allardyce says it's important to give the measure his full support.
I hope this is the start of something bigger. I hope that many other sports are joining in, I think. And I hope many more people across the country will start joining on a regular basis. It will not make a difference just doing it once and just doing it for a few days. It will only make a difference if this is the start of something that's going to grow and get bigger and bigger.
The former Premier League executive chairman, Richard Scudamore, has said that there must be consequences for the six English clubs who tried to join the ill-fated European Super League. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United and Tottenham all withdrew from plans last week in the face of fan protests and widespread criticism. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
How about docking them all 10 or even 15 points at the start of next season? That would certainly make the Premier League interesting, wouldn't it? In the English Premier League this weekend, Southampton play Leicester tonight. On Saturday, Crystal Palace play Manchester City. Brighton face Leeds. Chelsea play Fulham and Everton host Aston Villa. On Sunday, Newcastle play Arsenal. Manchester United take on Liverpool and Spurs play relegated Sheffield United. West Brom play Wolves and Burnley host West Ham on Monday. Formula One, Lewis Hamilton says he intends to remain in Formula One for at least another season after this year. The seven-time world champion signed a new one-year deal with Mercedes at the start of 2021 and said yesterday he still plans to be in the sport next season. First practice for this weekend's Portugal Grand Prix takes place at 11:30 this morning, second practice at 3, qualifying at 3 p.m. on Saturday, with the race at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Hamilton leads Max Verstappen by 1 point in the Drivers' Championship heading into the weekend. Let's hope it's a great race. Finally, rugby union. The semi-finals of the European Champions Cup are being played this weekend. Tomorrow, it's the all-French clash between Toulouse and Bordeaux. Then on Sunday, La Rochelle play Leinster.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almara Sea in the VAR. The general situation is weak, high pressure, 1,015 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat, 1,010 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, showers, force 2 to 4, southwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are variable, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good, barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,011 millibars, and the outlook for Saturday. Afternoon showers, force 3 to 4, easterly winds, slight seas, and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Bonus, it's not raining really. I was expecting wet weather this morning, but here we go. It's actually quite nice outside. Partially cloudy, light to moderate easterly winds. Temperatures 18 degrees today. Overnight lows 13 degrees with partially cloudy skies. The weekend, clouding over tomorrow with afternoon rain. Shouldn't be as bad as yesterday, though, by the looks of it. And looking good on Sunday, fine and sunny. Highs of 17 to 21 degrees. Finally, thank you to Martha to alerting me to the fact that not only is it International Labour Day tomorrow, it's also International World Naked Gardening Day. The unofficial holiday is celebrated around the globe on the 1st of May every year, and for the 21 edition, Brave expats are already gearing up to prune in the buff on this fun occasion aimed at promoting body confidence in a very tongue-in-cheek way. The main concern this year isn't bearing all in your garden, it's actually the weather. Members of a popular gardening group took to Facebook wondering if May the 1st will be too nippy to garden in the nude. Shouldn't be too bad here, I don't know about northern France. One person said, I'm absolutely ready for it, just hope the forecast rain makes the weeds grow sufficiently to cover my assets. There is rain forecast throughout much of France tomorrow, and temperatures will generally hover around 17 or 18 degrees. According to the Facebook page, dedicated to the day, naked gardening is good for the mind, body and soul. We'll see about that. Will I be doing it? No. Don't want to shock the neighbours, really. I'll probably wear a thong or something. Thank you, Martha.